right now, without any further ado, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q, airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Why, that would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative. That is right next to the PTA Thrift Shop in downtown Carrboro. It's the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined, as always on Friday, by the illustrious and talented Gene Bolduc of the Weekend Water Cooler.
Wow, I'm looking around. Who's here?
No, it's you.
Like, who
it's
is
you.
That? It's me. Wow.
Wearing a very Illuminati shirt, although it's just Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I'm wearing my birthday Pink Floyd t-shirt that my husband gave me.
Aww.
We're big fans.
That's
the kids
cool.
are big fans. The grandchild, whether he knows it or not, is going to be a big fan.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much of our musical taste is our own, and how much of it is just passed down to us either genetically or just through osmosis when we're in the first couple of years of our lives?
I don't know, man, because I tell you, I didn't pick up a lot of Perry Como from my parents. My father was a major fan of, and still is, I suppose, of the Boston Pops, and I definitely got that from him.
Okay.
And in fact, when I first ventured to attempt college, way back at the dawn of time, I lived in Boston, and I lived right on Beacon Street, and I could walk out of my dorm room, walk across the Arthur Fiedler Bridge, and right to the Shell
nice.
In Boston, and was there over a summer semester, and so every Sunday afternoon, I got to watch the Boston Pops for
That's
free.
That's really cool.
Which was very great, yeah.
Was that Boston U? Is that, I'm trying to...
No, I was at Emerson College,
Emerson College, yes.
Okay. BU cool. is nearby, but also nearby is the Bull and Finch Pub, the bar that Cheers was based on. And the night that my husband and I got engaged, causing me to leave Emerson College, we went to the Bull and Finch Pub that night to celebrate our engagement. Yes, so,
that's awesome.
So that's my I love Boston story.
Oh, I love that.
I have many, but that's one. Yeah.
You go to the Bull and Finch now, and I've been there. The last time I was up in Boston, we're like, let's go to the Cheers bar. So we did, and it really is the Cheers bar.
It really
bar.
Is. Like, you would easily recognize it the minute you walk in.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that it's been preserved in that way.
Well, it's also been rebranded and I think remodeled.
Yeah.
They've gone out of their way to downplay any connection to the past name of Bull and Finch.
Right.
It's just nothing but Cheers.
Of course,
now.
When we were there, it was before Cheers. So,
yeah. I wanted to ask and I explicitly avoided asking that question.
It was the summer of 1977, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, so when your parents were still thinking about it, that's what we were doing. Yeah.
Awesome. I don't know when my parents actually got engaged. They got married in 78, so they might have gotten engaged on the same day. Who even knows?
It could have been.
It could have been.
Yeah, it was August 2nd of 1977.
All
that
right.
We got engaged.
I'll check with mom and dad.
I guarantee you they're either listening right this second
or they're listening to
the... Probably something on Facebook right now answering this question, actually. Yes. And when were they married in 78? We were married in January.
July.
Yeah. See, they were patient.
Yep. Yeah. So you just had your 40. Theirs is coming up in a couple of months.
And I don't know what to get for your mom. What should I get for her?
I don't know. Ask her.
I'll ask her. I'm probably going to see her in a few weeks.
So.
I'll ask her then.
Right.
I'm sure she's hard to shop for.
She kind of is. Yeah.
She has everything. The perfect son.
We are all like the sort of family. We're the sort of family that it's not that we have everything, but if we don't have it by now, it's because we don't really want it in the first place.
That's true. That's a good way to be.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
No.
All right. Cool. We're going anyway.
Yeah, on we go. Yeah.
Everyone, get around the radio. Here is today's question, and it's a family-themed question, so
very good.
Perfect segue. If you could start a rock band with your grandparents, what would you call it?
I would not call it Pink Floyd.
And what would each person do?
Oh, man. Well, when I was in high school, I was the MC for our talent show, which we called the Non-Talent Talent Show.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be the person who introduces the band And what would the band be? Do you mean like what kind of band would it be? This is my grandparents.
What would you call it and what would each person do? So what like role would each person play in the band, which I guess assumes that you have a sense of what the band, what type of band it's going to
be
in the first place.
Yeah, that's, can I pass on this question?
I've got this answer on lock. Oh, I know this one.
I want to hear your answer.
All right,
it'll come to me.
My grandparents, we'll stick with my mom's side. My grandparents are both very artistic people. My grandfather was the musical, the really musical one. He could play guitar. He could sing really well. He also could play the accordion, so I'm going to give him that role. My grandmother is equally artistic, but more of a visual artist. She's a painter,
right?
And also more of a conceptual artist too, because she can design things. So I would assign her the sort of the songwriter's role and sort of backup vocals. I would be backup vocals as well. And also kind of taking on that songwriting role. So I think this would be my grandfather as accordionist and kind of lead singer, and my grandmother and I kind of stepping back and sort of being behind the scenes, but also like running the show behind the scenes in terms of songwriting and things. And because my grandmother is Finnish, no better name than Lordi too. Lordi being the one Finnish band that won Eurovision, came completely out of nowhere one year.
And easy to see why.
Yeah. It's very hard for Lordi to sneak up on anyone, considering the get-ups that they wear on stage. And yet they did and won Eurovision. So
Finnish
pride.
Okay, so my grandparents, my grandfather taught Latin, he would probably be a rapper, and his favorite rhyme was, Latin is a language as dead can be. Latin killed the Romans, and now it's killing me. So my grandfather would be...
I'm a little bit sad there, because I was really hoping for something that rhymed with a language.
well, tough.
Latin is a language. Ooh, what's coming next? Oh, it's an A-B-A-B. Yeah.
Oh, geez, fine.
Yeah.
Also, in my family, the math runs deep in my family. So they might be, I think that the name of the band, I think my grandfather would be the lead rapper. My grandmother, which is actually my step-grandmother, was also a teacher. Believe it or not, this was actually a subject. She actually taught Roman numerals along with other things to fourth grade boys. And she was a very disciplined person as a teacher, kind of the enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, she would be... She would be the metronome of the group.
Okay.
I think that with my musical talent, I would be introducing and leading the applause sign for the group. But I think that they would be like, Latin by the numbers or something like that. I mean, they would have a very oddball, very chill 60s beatnik feel.
Nice.
Yeah, so I don't know. They should keep their day jobs, I think. Now, if I could expropriate my in-laws, my father-in-law was very much the musician, an accordionist and an organist and a terrific vocalist. My mother-in-law sang as well. and when I first met them, I thought, man, I hope they don't ask me to jump in. This will kill the relationship. I'll just sit here and say, wow, you guys are amazing. My husband sings as well, though. He doesn't sing in public, but he sings for me sometimes, and he sings very well. So
that's good.
Doesn't sing in public anymore.
Okay. Not since the incident?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Those charges were never proven.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, whatever you are doing, wherever you are, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. And if you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ.